بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The following is a part of the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the heads of Iran's three branches of government and a number of current and former government officials. The meeting took place in the Imam Khomeini Husseiniya on April 3, 2024. Throughout the year, we suffer from wounds to our souls and to our lives. Every sin inflicts a wound. Much like physical injuries, they, sins, harm a person's soul, creating a wound, a disease. Ramadan, which is the month of seeking God's forgiveness, is the month for repairing these wounds inflicted during the year. We should be able to emerge from this month with a healthy soul, God willing. If you have not forgiven us in what has passed of this month of Ramadan, then forgive us in what remains of it, since this is the month of seeking God's forgiveness. The concept of istighfar, seeking God's forgiveness, and repentance in the Islamic teachings is a very important matter. It is not specific to just personal issues either. Repentance with regard to a personal sin is one thing, and repentance with regard to a sin in society is another thing.
دنیای اسلام یک
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The Quran states that, Now turn penitently to your Maker, and slay the guilty among your folks. Quran, chapter 2, verse 54. This is with regard to sins in society. So when a sin is committed in society, the members of the society, or those responsible for creating the sin and the repercussions resulting from it, must seek God's forgiveness and repent. This is the far and repentance will naturally lead to restorations, both for the individual and for society as a whole. And in every area, the process of asking for God's forgiveness, turning back from one's mistakes, and repenting is in proportion to that area. Suppose we have made a mistake in a cultural issue, a political issue, or a military move, either out of negligence or sometimes due to laziness, carelessness, or failing to fulfill our responsibilities and obligations. When a wound is inflicted on society in this matter, the right way of istighfar here is to repent, turn back, and make restorations. The Quran states, except for those who repent and make amends. Chapter 2, Verse 160. In several places in the Quran, repent is followed by and make amends. Allah.